Activists in Europe say more than half of the food available on the continent ends up in the trash. They say it costs the economy there more than $130 billion a year. In Germany, the revelations have sparked a wave of popular movements aimed at curbing food waste. Among the most successful is a website called foodsharing.de. From Berlin, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nilsson has the story.
One of the food-sharing internet site's founders is Cologne filmmaker Valentin Thurn. His documentary, called Taste the Waste, lays out in jolting terms how much food Europeans throw away each year, 90 million tons worth to be exact. That's enough to fill 3 million trucks stretched around the equator, according to the film. In addition, up to 50% of produce harvested at farms is thrown out, including tomatoes, the film says.
The computer checks the color to make sure they're right. And if they're the wrong color, they get zipped off to the side and thrown away.
Tuan says those statistics, as well as having parents who were hungry as children during World War II, led him on a mission with like-minded friends to try and stop so much food from being thrown away.
A lot of people ask for solutions, especially the younger ones in our team. They came up with the idea, well, everybody is talking about the sharing economy and they share everything. Why not food?
This sharing or collaborative economy, which relies heavily on the internet and makes available people's homes, cars and services, among other things, is a fast-growing trend around the globe. Filmmaker Tuan says applying that concept to thrown out food wasn't easy.
It was a little bit more tricky because food, obviously, there is a health risk associated, so we needed to establish some rules.
Tuan says after exhaustive work and consultation with lawyers, they created the nonprofit website called foodsharing.de 18 months ago. The concept is simple. Connect individuals who have food that is still good but they can no longer use with people seeking food for their personal use. Tuan says donations and grants pay for the upkeep of the website and advertisement, but the work is done by volunteers. Various supermarkets and bakers are also linked to the network, providing edible goods those businesses would otherwise throw away. These days, more than 240 German cities and 41,000 people are part of foodsharing.de. Tuan says that in the first year alone, they had 1 million visitors to the internet site. One food sharer on the site is Vero Buschmann, who lives in Berlin.
Hallo, hi, Vero. Hallo.
Hallo.
Okay, dann komm mal rein.
The child psychiatrist greets customer Franzi Zimmermann at the door and tells her to come in. The doctor shows the 26-year-old the bread she's picked up from the baker, as well as soup and chutney she's prepared, to which Zimmermann replies, wow, homemade soup, that's great, there's nothing better.
Hausgemachte Suppe.
Zimmermann, who is vegan, says she often uses the food-sharing website.
I do many things, but I'm totally broke most of the time, so this is a perfect opportunity to save money, and there's so much food wasted. Nobody's using it. That's why I try to get most of my food out of the dumpster or from food sharing.
Child psychiatrist Buschmann says she likes the idea of a shared economy, which is also why she joined Couchsurfing.org, a group that links international travelers with people willing to share their homes for free. Buschmann says she loves foodsharing.de because it does something good for society, not to mention the wide range of people she gets to meet. And the doctor says she finds the program more dignified than food banks in Germany, which require recipients to register and to line up to collect food.
I know many people who just feel ashamed to do this because everybody can see that they're queuing for this food bank thing.
Food sharing co-founder Tuan agrees, adding they alternate days with the food banks on who gets the surplus from vendors. But he says there are limits to the kind of foods his network provides. Vegetables, bread, and other items that list best before labels are allowed. Foods like meat with sell-by dates are not.
We cannot make sure that the cooling chain has been without any gap, so we don't take it at all. In this way, we avoid 99% of the risks.
He adds that people are encouraged to use the website to rate the food they get and haven't gotten any complaints. The doctor, Buschmann, says participants in foodsharing.de also assume the liability for what they give and receive.
By signing in, you sign also an application that you will not sue the shop for whatever happens to you when you eat the food. So it's just on your own responsibility. And of course, if it smells maybe weird or something, maybe better don't eat it.
The food sharing website works with volunteers called food savers, who pick up wares from supermarkets and bakers like Ali Cengiz.
And durch dieses food sharing haben wir die Möglichkeit, da noch ein bisschen was Gutes zu tun.
The baker says through this food sharing, not only do we feel we are doing something good, but we save money because it costs to haul all this stuff away as trash. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.